Good evening and welcome to the Infinite Lessons in Life podcast show. I am your host, Bonnie Lee Fernandez. On tonight's show, we will focus on the subject of energy vampires. What are energy vampires and how they operate and function? An energy vampire or psychic vampire is a person who seems to drain the energy of other people. They literally drain the life force of others, some knowingly and others oblivious to it. This means he or she has this unusual ability to draw energy from people around them. If you know a person and you feel unusually weak after a few hours or even minutes and have a will to get away from the person as soon as possible, you're more than likely in the presence of an energy vampire. An energy vampire is an acquaintance or a friend or anyone who deliberately or unwittingly drains us of energy, emotion, or vitality, thus leaving us exhausted. It can happen in our homes, in our workplaces, or even just chatting with a neighbor. If you know of anyone who you tend to avoid because they are just more trouble than they are worth, they may just be an energy vampire. Is an energy vampire real? Yes, they absolutely do exist. It is a kind of psychic phenomenon that involves actual energy cording from one person to another. And that is why they are often referred to as psychic vampires. Energy vampires are easy to spot once you can recognize the signs. These signs may include someone who talks a lot but does not listen, someone who dominates at all times. They can belittle the other's point of view. They are more important than anyone else. They never reciprocate an act of kindness. They ask favors, time, and don't mind who is inconvenienced. The attention must always be on them. Drama queen creates mountains out of molehills. They always sense disinterest and try to win back people. They pretend to be oblivious of anyone else's problems, and they only give if afraid of losing the person. Okay, here's the thing with knowing an energy vampire. The way such a relationship begins is the vampire will zone in on a person who is often quite giving in nature and ideally sympathetic and or empathic towards the vampire. The way a vampire works is they must first establish a kind of bond or friendship before they can engage in energy draining of another. The way they find their prey is through talking to people and simply mentioning whatever problem is bothering them and waiting for the reaction. If someone shows a passing interest or sympathy in those problems, the energy vampire then seeks to form an instant bond of friendship. Note, these are usually not real bonds built out of reciprocated friendship or any long-standing association. Rather, they are quick, fly-by-night friendships that are asserted, usually to the surprise of the unsuspecting victim. Most, if not all, of these friendships are characterized by inappropriate complimenting and by the repeated assertions that you are now friends. In fact, these compliments can be so profuse, it can momentarily stun a person into believing they are genuine. The compliments, however, are designed to fool the sympathy giver into believing that a real friendship has formed, allowing give and take to happen in equal proportions. Example, I compliment you, and then you let me drain you. The vampire then proceeds to stalk their prey with lists of issues and problems that need to be listened to, often daily, whilst empathy is sought. The vampire will never wish to discuss the other person's issues or reciprocate in any way other than a superficial 2-minute version of giving back. Once again, this is to convince the giver that the friendship is on equal footing. How an energy vampire feeds? A vampire can mercilessly present issue after issue to burden their acquaintance until they have received enough kindness, consideration, empathy, and energy from the kind-hearted soul they are draining. Allow me to present examples here. Example 1. Why don't I just drop over for a cup of coffee tomorrow and we can have a nice chat? I've missed you so much and I love spending time with you. You are so smart. Now in this example, we have an invitation to meet the person. This sounds like such a lovely idea until the vampire drains the caring friend of kindness and advice, leaving them feeling confused and slightly angry at the intrusion and exhausted by all the love forced out of them. Example 2 is a phone conversation, which in theory seems nice. Usually a vampire will not mind interrupting anyone or taking precious time away from a giving friend who can little afford to lose it. A vampire may say, "I was just thinking of you and wondering if you are okay. How's it all going?" Their friend may speak for a minute, be happy and glad to catch up and get a little bit of stress off their mind. In return, a vampire can speak for 1 to 2 hours, slowly draining their friend of all they have. Whilst we are being drained of valuable time and emotional energy we need for ourselves, we are also being drained of pranic energy, life force energy, chi or ki. The vampire actually connects an etheric cord, energy cord, between us and them, one that we may not be able to see. Although we can see or feel psychically, each time they drain someone with their issues, they go away feeling light as a feather and refreshed, whilst the other feels used, irritable, tired, drained, or even actually mad. Pranic energy draining can also happen as we sleep. Once someone has this cord hooked into our solar plexus chakra, they can drain away vital force energy as long as we allow it and are open to them. In this case, it is recommended to do a quick cord cutting in order to sever any unwanted etheric cords. How to stop an energy vampire? You're really gonna have to be aware that you're actually in the presence of an energy vampire. But sometimes an energy drainer can be hardcore in the way they seek to stalk another for their advice or sympathy, wanting nothing less than all we have to give. We have to shake them properly, unless we want them intruding on us constantly with a relationship we never truly agreed to. Unless we approach them in the exact right way, they can make tenacious stalkers or even begin to use bullying tactics or guilt to keep the sympathy flowing. It is actually a kindness to let them know in an unmistakable way that we are moving on. This can help them to detach those etheric tentacles and find someone else. From experience, I have found that ignoring an energy vampire can encourage them. For with silence, we can be unwittingly consenting to what has been going on. I have found that with any unwanted attention, the best way to loosen someone's grasp is to confront and be blunt and never sugarcoat the message or apologize. When we say no to an invitation extended by them, We do not need to provide a reason or explanation. One word is enough. No. If they wish to know why we are ending the unhealthy relationship, they may wish to use the reason to argue or convince us otherwise. We do not have to explain our reasons, especially if we barely know them, or let them tell us that our feelings are wrong. I just leave at this stage and smile because they now have gotten the picture that I want those energy feeders out of my life. Unfortunately, for energy drainers, they need our sympathy in order to drain us. And once they see that sympathy is gone, they move on quickly to find new targets, leaving us feeling free. Energy vampires are attracted to you because they unconsciously desire to resolve a deeper problem within their psyches, and they perceive you as a solution to their problems. While it's easy to feel resentful towards energy vampires, it's important to remember that they haven't developed the capacity to deal with their issues yet. Energy vampires prey on others because they are in pain. However, the important thing to remember is that you are not responsible for resolving their issues. They are responsible for sorting out their struggles. Often, an energy vampire leaves us feeling so drained that we are incapable of taking care of ourselves. As a result of constantly interacting with an energy vampire, we might feel chronically fatigued, depressed, anxious, irritable, or even angry. It's vital that you learn how to draw the line and set boundaries around these types of people. Without learning how to identify the different types of energy vampires in your life, it will be difficult for you to practice self-nurturing and assertiveness. Allow me to give you 6 of the main energy vampire types there is. The first one is the victim or martyr vampire. The victim or martyr vampires prey off your guilt. Victim martyrs believe that they are at mercy of the world and suffer primarily due to other people, instead of taking self-responsibility for their lives. Victim martyr vampires continually blame, manipulate, and emotionally blackmail others. The dysfunctional behavior of the victim martyr vampire is due to their extremely low self-esteem. Without always receiving signs of love, thanks, and approval, victim martyr vampires feel unworthy and unacceptable, which they try to resolve by making you feel guilty and sucking away your sympathy and empathy. When you're around a victim martyr vampire, be aware of the self-pity cues. For example, a self-pity cue could be the person's tendency to blame another person for their suffering, or perhaps a description of how terrible their day has been. Don't get involved in their self-pity. Limit your interaction with them if possible. The second one is the narcissist vampire. A narcissist energy vampire has no capacity to show empathy or genuine interest towards other people. Narcissist vampires carry the unconscious philosophy of me first, you second. Therefore, narcissist vampires will constantly expect you to put them first, feed their egos, and do what they say. Narcissist vampires will also manipulate you with false charm, but will just as quickly turn around and stab you in the back. If you have a narcissist vampire in your life, you might feel a sense of extreme disempowerment as you feel crushed beneath their limelight. The third one is the dominator vampire. Dominator vampires love to feel superior and like alpha males or females. Due to their deep inner insecurities of being weak or wrong, and therefore hurt, dominator vampires must overcompensate by intimidating you. Often, dominator vampires are loud-mouthed types of people who have rigid beliefs and black and white perceptions of the world. They are often racist, sexist, and/or bigoted. Number 4, the melodramatic vampire. The melodramatic energy vampire thrives on creating problems. Often, their need to create constant drama is a product of dark underlying emptiness in their lives. Melodramatic vampires also love seeking out crisis because it gives them a reason to feel victimized, thus special and in need of love, an exaggerated sense of self-importance and avoidance from life's real issues. Another reason why melodramatic vampires enjoy creating drama is that the negative emotions that they feed off are addictive, such as anger. Number 5, the judgmental vampire. Due to their severely low self-worth, the judgmental energy vampire loves to pick on other people. Their treatment of other people is merely a reflection of how they treat themselves. Judgmental vampires enjoy preying on your insecurities and bolstering their egos by making you feel small, pathetic, or ashamed. Number 6, the innocent vampire. The innocent energy vampires aren't always malicious. As in the case of innocent vampires, sometimes they can be helpless types of people who genuinely need help, such as children or good friends who come to rely on you too much. It's good that you help those you care about, but it's also important that you encourage them to be self-sufficient. Playing the role of the constant rock or support will eventually erode away your energy. As a result, you'll have little energy to support yourself. Developing the ability to create emotional freedom is an essential life skill. Without it, we can easily get bogged down in disempowering beliefs, fears, roles, and duties that drain our life force. The extent of your own emotional capacity will determine how much of this person you can take. The most important tool, your kit, is your ability to self-reflect. This means being curious about your own reactions so as to understand yourself better. You also need to be kind to yourself by accepting yourself just as you are. If you have a daily self-reflective practice, for example, walking, meditation, yoga, cycling, cooking, that will increase your emotional capacity. I'd like to share a quote by John Assaroff. I just do not hang around anybody that I don't want to be with, period. For me, that's been a blessing, and I can stay positive. I hang around people who are happy, who are growing, who want to learn, who don't mind saying sorry or thank you, and are having a fun time. Knowing that energy vampires are everywhere, it's ultimately up to each individual to be more aware and vigilant about what truly lurks out in our world, especially if you can't recognize something that is and will affect you energetically on many levels. You can't simply make something like this up because it is very real and exists in our everyday lives. Through my years of experience, I've learned to be able to identify them simply by the reactions I show outwardly to myself and the feelings that arise to my reactions inwardly. To me, those are clear signs and red flags that I've just encountered a psychic energy vampire. I've even faced off with one at my last job. This was a complete stranger who walked into the company and started to proceed in draining anyone's energy that they happened to come across, who they knowingly knew could draw their energy from. No words were exchanged at first as I carefully watched this person move around to do her thing, unknown to people and my coworkers, until she approached me a few feet away and then turned fully facing me as in a confrontation of the etheric kind. Obviously, she knew that I was onto what she was all about. Immediately, the next thing I did was move in and walked straight into her energy field and basically faced off with her and said, "Hi, is there something that I can help you with? Obviously, you look lost and need some help." To some, that may not have been a great idea to do, but it is I who only knows how strong of an energetic vibration that I actually hold. This vibration can actually cancel out negative vibrations within an unspecified or immeasurable distance instantly. When you're holding so much light and high vibrational frequencies, it is impossible for darkness to penetrate it. There is no room for darkness in a person who holds high amounts of light. It just is. I've heard of this a long time ago, and now I have been doing this ever since I remember. But remember, there are different forms of being drained energetically. This is only one of many. Mental fatigue and stress, emotionally drained and stressed, physically burnt out, spiritual overload. This includes all of your devices being used that drain your energy. There's a great need in our society to simply unplug from everything and recharge, reestablishing and rebooting your energy reserves, so that we are all able to function at the most optimum capacity that we can, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, so that we are able to identify all the energy vampires that are draining our life force. Because in this world, we definitely don't need help in draining our own energies by having someone else do it for us, because we do it all so well on our own. I thank you all for joining the Infinite Lessons of Life podcast. I am your host, Bonnie Lee Fernandez, broadcasting all the way from the middle of the Pacific Ocean in the Hawaiian Islands, also known as Lemuria. Until next time, aloha and good night.